I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. Folks, this is the final episode of the first season of the Mint Climate Change Tracker. It's been fantastic being your host and hopefully guiding you through the climate crisis and all its ramifications. As I keep saying on this podcast, the climate crisis is the biggest existential issue of our time. We are so enmeshed with our planet's present and future that every action we take sends ripples around the world. And so I thought it would be great to end the season with my shout out to some books and a podcast that I absolutely love. Look, it's extremely important that you educate yourself as much as you can about climate change. Through this podcast, as well as my columns and stories in Mint Lounge, I will keep trying to do my bit in talking about the crisis. However, there's a wealth of information out there for you to refer to. So here are three books that you should absolutely read. I'll begin with the American journalist Elizabeth Kolbert's book, The Sixth Extinction. Kolbert won the Pulitzer Prize for The Sixth Extinction, which was published in 2014, and it regularly tops lists of the best nonfiction books ever written. Her premise for the book is simple, but devastating. In the long history of planet Earth, life has gone nearly extinct 5 times. Each of these times, it was a natural catastrophe that had wiped out a majority of life forms. You must have heard of at least one of these, like the asteroid impact that is believed to have wiped out the dinosaurs. After every extinction, it took a long time for life to bounce back and new life forms to emerge. The book talks about how the world is in the middle of a sixth extinction cycle, and this time the cause isn't natural upheavals. This time, the cause is us, humans. Kolbert exhaustively catalogues examples from around the world. She also connects the dots between human attempts to control nature, like building dams or the use of pesticides, that are disrupting the Earth's systems in every way possible. Although the book isn't technically about climate change, it helps us understand just how the modern human urge to control nature has led us to a situation like the climate crisis. The irony is that we can't survive without the Earth's systems. If we destroy them in our arrogance, we too will perish. Another great book from 2014 is The 2 Mile Time Machine by climatologist Richard B. Alley. Wouldn't it be great if we could travel back in time and see the Earth as it once was? Ali and his team do exactly that. They construct the history of the world's climate by analyzing annual rings in ice cut from cores drilled in Greenland. The book is a fascinating bit of scientific detective work. It is thrilling to read about how ice core samples actually act as windows into the Earth's past, and the scientists successfully reconstruct a record of the Earth's wind patterns, ocean currents, and even rainfall, ranging as far back as 110,000 years ago. If you want historical context about how the climate is changing now, this is the book to read. The final book that I'm going to discuss this week is The Uninhabitable Earth. Published in 2019, journalist David Wallace Wells paints a scary yet true picture of how the Earth we knew has already changed. And it will change further as global temperatures keep climbing due to human greenhouse gas emissions. Wallace Wells wants to jolt us out of our complacency. And boy, does he manage to do that. He talks about the rising number of wildfires, super strong hurricanes, dying oceans, and wonders why we are not scared enough. What is it about the human ability to delude ourselves, he seems to ask, that is keeping us from recognizing the end of the world for what it is? The Uninhabitable Earth is essential reading. There are numerous other books that you should read, but start with these three. And now, here's a podcast for you. This is one that I really enjoy listening to myself, and I must say I've learned a lot from it. This podcast is called Warm Regards, hosted primarily by scientist Jacqueline Gill, a paleoecologist, and journalist Andy Revkin. Warm Regards tackles various issues related to climate change in great depth and with great variety, from episodes on geoengineering to those on using faith to raise climate awareness. The hosts and their specialist guests take us deep into the science, but they keep it fairly simple for you and I to understand. Each episode also gives you a wealth of bibliography and links on the subjects discussed. So if you have to listen to one other climate change podcast, apart from the Mint Climate Change Tracker, this is it. Before I take my bow, I must say that you've all been a fantastic audience. From what I gather, across my 12 episodes so far, some 12,000 of you from India and around the world have tuned in. A big thank you to you all. I received a mail from one of my listeners last week. This is from Sadanand Upase. He writes, "I thank Bibek for creating this podcast and sharing this very important information with us." That is very sweet of you, Sadanand, and I'm very glad that you're listening. And thank you for writing in. So that's it for the first season of the Mint Climate Change Tracker. It's been a fantastic journey, and it will resume soon when the second season gets underway. Till then, subscribe and listen to the episodes, and continue to follow my journalism on climate change on Twitter with the hashtag MintClimateTracker. This way, you will also be notified when the second season rolls around. You can also follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the handle @HTSmartcast. We'd love to hear from you. So write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next season. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a LiveMint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.